It's out there. We have it's got beautiful pictures. It's easy to follow instructions. And I think it really is for anybody who wants to eat healthy, not just for people with diabetes.
Yeah. The problem with me is I started to look through this book to get ready for the show, and I was okay until I got to the broccoli stuffed sweet potato, and then that was the end of the game for me. Let's give a copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819. Two things I want to talk about. I want to start out with dairy, no dairy, that controversy. And by the way, when we say dairy, no dairy, we're not all, look, there's a broader conversation. Dairy back in the 90s, we came to believe it included eggs. When I cut out eggs, I was not happy. But let's bring us fast forward. Where are we with dairy, diabetes, healthy living?
Yeah, I mean, dairy really is one of those things where you only really need to cut it out if you have an allergy or an intolerance. And I think that's true for a lot of ingredients. Dairy is a great source of protein. It's, you know, it can really help transform a dish. So, you know, something that went from kind of plain became like luxurious and creamy with some yogurt stirred into it. And so I really, you know, unless you have an allergy or an intolerance, you really don't need to cut dairy out of your diet.
Okay. I got to talk about the egg. the worst day in my life was when somebody said to me, I don't know if it was a doctor, a nutritionist, or somebody said, cut out eggs. And I thought my life would be over. Why did we do that? And where are we now with that?
I think at some point, eggs were flagged as egg yolks were flagged as high cholesterol.
Okay.
And so I think that's where that came in. I remember like being a kid and my dad having high cholesterol and his doctor saying, you know, stop eating eggs. And he kind of felt the same way because he loved eggs too. So at some point they got flagged as high cholesterol. That's been reversed at this point. And eggs are actually a really great food. They're a complete protein source. They are, you know, they're cheap. They're easy to cook. They're really, there's nothing wrong with eggs. And so, I mean, of course, everything in moderation. And of course, you know, if your doctor tells you not to eat eggs, that might be a conversation that you then, you know, have with your doctor and then a dietitian. If you're allergic to eggs, obviously, you don't want to be eating eggs. So unless, again, it goes back to unless you have an allergy, which eggs are an allergen. So sometimes people will have reactions to food and not know what's causing it, so they should get allergy tested because it might be eggs or dairy or gluten or any one of those things, nuts or things like that. But eggs are so good for you. We use eggs in all of our books. Sometimes if we need to cut the fat down a little bit in some of our recipes to meet the guidelines that the ADA has set, we might use, you know, two regular eggs and a couple of egg whites just to, you know, go a little further with the eggs. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with eggs at all. So you're free.
Yeah.
Eat your eggs.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that we discovered is it used to be an all or nothing conversation, right? I think that's my
recommendation.
Either all or nothing. Fat, no fat. Eggs, no eggs. Bread, no bread. And now what we've discovered is even if you want to cut back on the egg yolk, you still listen to this. 4 egg whites, 2 egg yolks. I mean, you can still do that, keep the calorie intake down for people that are looking at calories, right?
Yep, absolutely right.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this. Slow cookers, OMG. It was like my mom used to use them back in the day, and then they disappeared from the face of the earth. Now they are like everybody is slow cooking pulled pork. I guess there's like a new technology. Tell us about how this helps with healthy eating.
For sure. I mean, again, this goes back to that time issue. And so when you want to say, well, it's funny because a slow cooker takes a long time to cook something, right? Usually 6, 8, 10 hours. But that's something that is going to save you time in the evening if you start it in the morning. And, you know, you roast your, you know, slow cook your, you know, chicken or your pork or whatever it is that you're making. We have a We do one where we make ropa vieja, which is like a shredded beef taco, delicious, you know, and it's you start giving, you know, prep it. I usually prep it the night before so that all I have to do is like drop it into the slow cooker in the morning and turn it on before I leave for work. And then when I get home, like, dinner's ready. I literally, like, scoop it out of the slow cooker, and yeah. there's zero time. It's like work, home, back down, dinner on the table. And so they really, I mean, we have a whole chapter just on slow cooker recipes, because you can do more, you know. I think people immediately go to, like, oh, pulled pork. But, I mean, we do a breakfast casserole.
Yeah.
We do oatmeal.
Yeah.
We do, I mean, we have all these great slow cooker recipes, soups, all sorts of stuff. And it's just such a lifesaver for busy people.
I love it. And I'm going to jump right to it now. One of the books is given away. But I want to give another one away, Benny. 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about the chapter you put in for the foodies, foodie recipes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, how did they make this risotto? But let's talk about the recipes in here. How are they different from the others? And what was the importance of putting them in the book, you know, like including them?
I love the foodie recipes because they're maybe a little bit more involved. So they maybe take a little bit longer, or maybe they have a few more ingredients. But what I love about them is that they seem fancy with actually being pretty easy.
Mm.
So when you talk about something, like if I say a grilled vegetable Napoleon, most people don't even really know what a Napoleon is. And they're like, I'm not making that. That sounds too fancy, right? But it's literally grilled vegetables layered with a little bit of goat cheese and yogurt. It couldn't really be easier. And so I just, you know, people love food, and they love to have, you know, they love to talk about food, and they love to try new things. And I think it's just an opportunity to sort of, like, up your game a little bit and make something a little bit different and impress your friends. And, you know, I always love to say that I make all these, you know, fancy meals that are healthy, and I don't even tell people they're healthy because, you know, people have thoughts about that. And so it's, you know, like, I always say it's the only time it's okay to lie to your family. Like, you don't have to tell them it's healthy because they like it.
Yeah. And by the way, the book has a picture of this grilled vegetable Napoleon. And just so you know, it pretty much only takes about 20 minutes, and 15 minutes of that is the roasting process for those of you out there, you know, while you could be doing other things. But I love it. The other thing I love about it, this is one of these recipes that I flagged for my snack attack, by the way. I flagged it for my snack attack because what I said to myself is I can pretty much cook this, roast, do the roasting, get the roasting done, like whatever, the night before, day before, and then also make the mixture, and then I could literally bring it to work, put it together, and there we go.
Yep.
I love
it. Yeah, and if you know that you're going to get a snack attack, like, you know what's going to happen. 10 o'clock's going to roll around, and you're going to be like, I need something. Better to be prepared for it and have something delicious and healthy to eat as opposed to, like, running down to the vending machine and eating something that, A, is probably not going to satisfy you, and B, is probably not the best thing for you. So, like, be ready and have something delicious ready to go.
All right. We're going to skip the break because I got to get to some of this other stuff, Benny, if you don't mind. I want to break out in a Mario Lanza song right now. Mario Lanza. Italian guy, sang a lot, but what I remember is my Uncle Ralph, Benny knows him, Uncle Ralph in the Bronx, we're from the Bronx, gardening, growing fresh pear trees, like in the Bronx, fresh herbs, fresh everything, and unbelievable food. And my uncle was as fit as you can imagine, Mediterranean diet, right?
Yep.
I'm so glad we're bringing the Mediterranean diet. I think we're able to bring it back because we've changed our perspective on fat. Tell us, for you, Mediterranean diet, I think it is, anybody with diabetes, it is your gateway to yummy, 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 yummy eating. Tell me why you included it in here, Chef.
Oh, I love it. For me, it's all about, like you just said, the produce, right? The fruits and vegetables. It's very vegetable forward, that kind of diet. So incorporating vegetables in every meal, the heart healthy fats like olive oil and things like that. And it really is. And it's just such a beautiful way to eat. And I think that it is one of those diets where, again, sounds fancy, sounds hard, and it's really basic. I mean, it's the lean proteins, it's the fruits and vegetables, it's the heart healthy fat, some good grains, and you really can't go wrong. And I think that, you know, I love the idea of incorporating that into our book, not only because it's such a great way to eat, but Laura, my co-author, is Italian. And so we grew up together. You know, I grew up with her eating at her house. And, you know, this is how we ate. And this is how her family ate. And so those recipes are really near and dear to our hearts because, you know, you really can take those, you know, perfect, delicious, healthy, fresh foods and make them into something delicious. And I really encourage people across the board, like fruits and vegetables, I think, especially vegetables, like try to incorporate them into every single meal. And you don't have to that doesn't mean eat a salad at every single meal. Like I make smoothies in the morning. We have a great smoothie in there. It's a smoothie bowl and it's got spinach in it, but it tastes like bananas and fruit. So it's like I can get vegetables into myself and my family by putting it into a smoothie. And so really, you know, try to get those vegetables in. And you don't have to have your own garden to do that. You can grow your own vegetables, great, but you can get vegetables any time of year now. When they're in season is when they're best. They're going to be cheaper. They're going to taste better. Go to the farmer's market. I think people have this notion that fruits and vegetables are really expensive, and then they don't know what to do with them, and then they sit in their produce drawer and they go bad, right? And so it's really about, like, not just eating them raw, but cooking them, putting them into your foods, roast the vegetables, keep them in your freezer. I always have roasted vegetables ready to go. I put them in my scrambled eggs. I throw them into a soup, you know, whatever it is, and just really – and that's, I think, what the Mediterranean diet really embraces, is getting those beautiful vegetables in every part of your meal.
Okay, I got to go to gluten-free. I got to tell you, tell me if I violated Chef Jennifer rule number 562. You ready? Somebody, you got a little southern something going on here, something. So I got your chicken and whole grain waffle recipe and gluten-free. Here's how. You ready? First of all, I am going to praise you upside down. Amen, sister. Nobody makes chicken and whole grain waffles without cornmeal. Just saying. And if you'd have done that, I'd be like, uh-oh, you got to change it. I got to give you my grandma's recipe, right?
Bubby.
Unbelievable. And by the way, everything you've done here easily. The waffles, they're gluten-free waffles. They're delicious. Cornmeal, you can get it. It is gluten-free. The all-purpose seasoning, everything here could be turned into gluten-free. Just saying for everybody out there, including the flour. By the way, use almond flour, FYI. Few minutes left. I could sit here all day and go through this. But you not only talked about these recipes are inexpensive to make.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. There's really easy ways to make things gluten-free without having to go to a health food store, especially now, because it's really come to light about celiac disease and gluten intolerance. Yeah. And, you know, these things are easy to find in the grocery store now, which is so great, especially for people who have celiac disease, because it's really a serious disease and people get very, very sick. And so we're very passionate, you know, Laura, especially because she does have celiac disease and she's gluten free, and so she's her specialty along with diabetes is helping people with those kinds of food allergies really, you know, be able to eat healthy. And it's really easy to do. We have a whole chapter just on gluten free recipes.
But I know.
Then throughout the book, we always talk about, like, you can make this gluten free by doing this, you know. So ensure your ingredients are gluten free. So even if you are gluten free because of a disease or you're gluten-free by choice, it's really easy to make the majority of our recipes gluten-free.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this book. I can't believe we're almost out of time here. We got a few more minutes left and I want to get to it. Not only, even if it doesn't say gluten-free, here's what I love about what you did. One or two changes, a little bit of changes, one or two, you could do it. So let me give you an example. I was looking at the kale and sausage saute. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that and I don't know that it specifically said gluten free. I can't remember now. But the deal with that is you did something brilliant in that recipe. You put in cannellini beans in it. So what you now have is you have the sausage, and you can get that gluten free, by the way, tons out there. But what you have now is a beautiful recipe that you can modify and put it on like cauliflower. So I want to ask you this question. I know we got a few minutes left. If you'd have written this book 5 years ago, I have a feeling it would have been very different. I want to ask you, what trends have you seen that you've included, and what trends do you see? Because I really think we are on the edge of turning this obesity diabetes around. But I want to hear it from you in the final time we have left here.
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest one that stands out would be the sort of the grain and dairy-free chapter. So there's, I think that trend is something, or even maybe just grain-free. If you're not doing dairy-free, maybe doing grain-free. So using things like cauliflower rice instead of actual rice, and really trying to find different ways to, like, different kinds of carbohydrates, or cutting the carbohydrate load a little bit. I think that's sort of the trend right now, is either low carb, no carb. You know, I like you talked about before, like, I don't like to say no anything altogether. I don't like the cutting something out totally, but you can do lower carb versions. So I think that's probably the biggest trend that we follow in this book. I mean, we have a whole chapter that's grain and dairy free, but we really try to look at the carb load kind of in every recipe and try to. So one of our recipes that I love, that's one of my favorites, is the unstuffed egg roll bowl. So it's basically like the filling of an egg roll in a bowl form, as opposed to being wrapped in dough and fried.
I
love that recipe. And so I think it's probably that lower carb trend. And I think that's going to continue for a while. And I think that sort of is friendly to gluten-free, because you're using different kinds of flours. Like you talked about almond flour. We have a blueberry almond pancake in there that uses almond flour, which I love, you know, things like that. So I think that's probably the biggest. I think gluten-free 5 years ago was still a thing. So I think we probably would have stuck with that. But I really think that, like, alternative flours, or, you know, going lower carb is really the biggest focus.
I want to ask you this. Maybe it's because I live in the Pacific Northwest, but I've seen a trend, and I want to ask you about it, because obviously you have, based on how many of these you put in the book. The trend that I've seen is to repurpose soup, S-O-U-P. So let me tell you what I mean. So you've got, like, oh my God, like the butternut squash recipe, soup recipe in here, but there are others. So here's what I mean by repurpose it. Most of the soups that you have in here are very low caloric numbers, right? I think one of them was under 100. This one is 110. What I started to do with these is, these soups, for those people that have had to cut out gravy, get my feeling with the gravy thing, the soups you put in this book, amazing over other things. So, for example, this butternut squash soup over roasted vegetables and tofu, OMG.
Yeah. How about the cream of caramelized onion soup? Like, that's basically gravy.
Oh, my God, it is.
You know, you put that over, you know, put that with a nice, you know, little piece of pot roast would be amazing.
Yeah. Look, I know we got a few minutes left. I want to ask you two things. How do we find out more? How do people get a copy of the book? And I'd love to know your personal message. And do you know what Laura's favorite is?
Her favorite what? Her favorite recipe?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good. I'll have to think about that.
Okay. So how do we find out more? How do we get a copy of the book?
Sure. So if you want to get a copy of the book, you can go to the American Diabetes Association's website, which is diabetes.org. You can also get it through any other traditional method of getting books, so whether online or in a store. You can follow me on social media. So anywhere on social media, I'm Fit Foodie Chef, at Fit Foodie Chef. And I'm always posting about, you know, where we're at and what we're doing with the book, which is super fun. Also with Northern Illinois Food Bank. Mm-hmm. Or Not Your Average Runner. So that's those are my sources. What was the second question you asked me? What was my favorite?
Laura, if you don't know Laura's favorite.
Oh, Laura's favorite. I would say it's probably something in that Mediterranean chapter.
Or when we
do something like we have a pork taco recipe, like a kind of a Baja style pork taco. I think that's probably one of her favorites too. We like the meat. Although we do have a vegetarian chapter too. There's a vegetarian / flexitarian chapter. So if you're a vegetarian who maybe occasionally eats meat or occasionally eats seafood, there's a whole chapter for that too. But yeah, we like the meat. So I would say probably like the pulled pork tacos maybe would be one of her favorites.
Yeah. And by the way, there are a lot of recipes in here that if you modify them, they would be vegetarian slash even vegan from what I could tell. Now, I'm giving you my analysis, which may not be the facts. All right. Look.
Yep.
Thank you. Last question. I know we got to run. Personal message, chef. What do you want to leave us with here today?
I want everybody to know that you can cook, and you don't have to go from zero to 5-course gourmet meal, right? Like, cook a part of your meal. Like, maybe buy, you know, something prepared, but then, you know, cook one part of it and try, just start small. Like, I feel everybody feels like they have to go from zero to perfect, right? And they're really, you really can't do that. So just start small. Maybe pick 2 nights a week where you're going to cook, or something on the weekend, and just know that it really is something that every single person can do. And with the right guideposts, like our cookbook, recipes that are tried and tested, we know that they work, that you can do it too.
I love it. I hope you'll come back, and I hope you both will come back.
I would love to. Yeah, we would love to.
Because this is so amazing. I actually would love to see you guys do something like a challenge where in 30 days people pick 30 recipes to change their lives from here. That's what actually Linda and I are going to do. I don't know if we have an extra copy of the book for her. She's not getting my copy, but that's actually what we're going to do when she goes back east, a 30-day.
I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. so good. And I hope that you will partner with us on this. We're going to be putting it up on our website and everything. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure, and I'm in. Put me in for a challenge. I'm with you.
All right. Well, my sister died on a hospital floor at 450 pounds, so I didn't mention that, but that's why the issue of obesity is so important to me. I don't want people to have to go through that.
No, me either.
Okay, thank you, Chef Benny. We're going to take a shorty, everybody. We're not done. Are you ready for this now? This is totally in line. I'm so grateful for Chef Jennifer. When we come back, the gratitude formula. Yep. We'll be right back.
Audio was via a Skype call.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good day to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Starting things off over on 405 northbound and southbound. It's more of a northbound, though. However, heavy traffic flows out of those Esters up through the Kennedale Hill. It'll break free at the top there around Northeast 30th Street. And everywhere else, actually, traffic's looking pretty good as we approach closer to the lunch rush. Stay tuned. Coming up next after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's a gratitude formula, a 7-step success system to create a life that you love. Only on the Dr. Pat Show, coming up next after the news and weather.
A who's who of Trump people recovering from devastation. I'm Mike Moss. The House Judiciary Committee is opening a new probe into the Trump White House that includes obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuses of power. Correspondent Manu Raju says more than 81 individuals have been asked to hand over related documents.
The list spans the gamut. You include Donald Trump Jr., his eldest son, his other son, Eric Trump, but also his current campaign manager, Brad Parscale, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and senior advisor, former aide Hope Hicks and Don McGahn, Trump Organization chief financial officer Alan Weisselberg, as well as Ronna Graff, his longtime gatekeeper at the Trump Organization.
Lee County, Alabama, coroner Bill Harris is seeing the worst of the losses from a terrible tornado.
It's very devastating. It's probably the worst disaster that I've been involved with in my county here. I've been to several others around the state and worked fatalities, but for Lee County, I've been in the coroner's office over 30 years, and this is the worst mass casualty incident that we've had here that I can remember.
At least 23 people have been killed, including some children. As many as 24 people are missing. Two-time Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is the latest Democrat to run for the party's nomination. Correspondent Scott McLean.
Outside of Colorado, Hickenlooper is likely best known as the governor who campaigned against legal weed and then became the reluctant champion for the legal regulated system that he helped create.
A massive stroke has claimed the life of 90210 star Luke Perry.
I just have one question.
What's that?
Are we having fun yet?
TMZ is the first to report the 52-year-old Perry's death. Producers had just announced a reboot of the show. Former acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker has left the Justice Department. His last day was on Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 363, the S&P down 31 points. I'm Mike Moss.
Sounds beautiful, doesn't it? What if I told you that you too could learn to play guitar? You just need the right teacher. Lisa Dieter, Guitar Instruction, can help you fulfill your musical dream. Let your inner songwriter shine. In person or remote lessons available. Log on to Lisa K. Dieter Guitar Instruction.weebly.com. That's Lisa K. Dieter Guitar Instruction.weebly.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to our alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies today, shaping up to be a pretty nice day today. High temperatures around 47 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the north to northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear skies and chilly. Low temperatures dropping down to about 29. Tuesday, more sunshine again. High temperatures around 46. Partly cloudy skies for Tuesday night. Lows dropping down to just above freezing, down to about 33. For Wednesday, Thursday, and for Friday, slight chance of rain and snow shower mixed. High temperatures hovering in the mid-40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
To the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. I do want to know that. I want to know, what would your life be like if you knew you could not fail? I would love to know that. Y'all listening to the show, fabulous listeners. I'm Dr. Pat. This is Dr. Pat Show. Sometimes I don't even say that. I'm reminded, like, I should, like, say that because it's just good radio, somebody told me. But I'm a little bit more relaxed than most radio people because I'm not really a radio people. I'm somebody with a passion. I got a purpose. I got a passion, right? But thank goodness for Mr. Benny, because for 15 years, he has been like, okay, Pat, you really should say that. Benny, how are you?
What's up, Pat?
How you doing?
I'm awesome as usual.
Yes. Actually, do you know I looked up the definition of the word awesome?
Face was not there then.
Okay.
My face was there then. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Making sure.
Everybody get ready for today's show. Benny, I got a sad thing happening on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
But thank goodness for May McCarthy and getting this little book in my hand just in time.
Perfect.
So here's my sad thing. Linda, who has been visiting with me, my best friend since 1972, pretty much 72, 73, my best friend, is going back to New Jersey. I'm very sad. I know.
No!
But... Right, I'm sad.
I might be more sad.
It's very sad. It's sad. It's like, okay, sad. So one of the things I realized after reading May's book is that sometimes, especially in a scenario like this, where leaving on a jet plane, right, you know, you can get on a plane and go from East Coast Seattle to Newark Airport for $318 round trip. And I thought to myself, what is it that I'm sad about? And then I read the book. And throughout the show, I'm going to tell you what I discovered in reading the book. The Gratitude Formula, 7-Step Success System to Create a Life That You Love. Here's what I want to say about this book, but also about what May has created. Not only do I believe that she has a blueprint for the life we love, but I think that this is a blueprint to manifest just about anything in your life. Now, she may not say that, but I want to say that what I've discovered about gratitude is something I never thought in a million years I could discover. How absolutely important it is that it takes you beyond a place of peace, but it can wipe out a resentment in a minute or less. It could totally detox your mind from whatever it is you think you're worried about. Today's show, for me, is one of the most important aspects of what we are facing this year, as this is to be, according to every astrologer that I've ever talked to so far, a mega year. And thank you for doing that. For those of you out there, today's show is about the gratitude formula. And just so you know, my guest, author, joining me here today, May McCarthy, and I'm going to give you lots of information. You're going to hear about, like, okay, uber successful person, author, speaker, university, lecturer. Oh, my God, she is like, so I couldn't even do that one. That one I couldn't do. Angel investor, host of Abundance Inc. on Unity Radio. Sir, look, business, philanthropy, arts, you name it. But what has she learned that she has decided to share with the public? Because, you know, when you're this successful as she is, you don't necessarily have to write it down and share it. But there's a reason. May, great to have you.
Oh, Dr. Pat, I'm happy to be here.
I want to ask you this, May. You heard my little thing. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? But there's a question I want to ask you, and I think I've asked you this before, but I want to get an update on it. Look, I only touched upon what you've done in the world, right? But I want to ask you this. Given everything you've done, everything that you have gotten beyond, every book you've ever wrote, what have you, May McCarthy, discovered has been some of the greatest challenges you've faced to bring you to this very moment?
Oh, boy, that is a tough one. That couldn't make it easy on me, could you, Dr. Pat?
It gets easier after this, okay?
Well, let me tell you that it kind of depends. You know, if it's regarding my personal life or whether it's regarding my business life or even my spiritual growth, you know, there's different kinds of challenges in each area of my life. But I guess my biggest challenges have come when I didn't have a really solid foundation that I absolutely knew without a shadow of a doubt that I would get through whatever unexpectedly showed up. For instance, when I was early in business, it's common in the United States, unfortunately, that when a small company is doing well and capturing market share, that a larger company just decides to bring a lawsuit against you, even though you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Their intent is to slow you down and hopefully scare potential customers from buying from you. And fortunately for me, I prevailed in every one of those situations because we didn't do anything wrong. But the sad part for me is that early on in my career, because I didn't have a really strong sense of being grounded spiritually, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I was going to get through anything, I would go into a panic. And I was very immature in my spirituality, and I would get scared, and I'd worry about all the potential things that could happen, and I'd get myself to a point where I didn't eat well, I didn't sleep well, I'd lose a bunch of weight, I was a wreck. And then I finally got to the place where you have to go if you're traveling, you know, spiritually through life, and that is where you just surrender and you look towards something inside you that is more powerful, something in this universe that is creative and innovative, and you just say, show me. Truth reveal itself. Show me what's mine to do. I surrender. And when you do that, you will be guided and directed. So as I've matured spiritually, then no matter what happens, I might panic for a very, very short moment, and then I go back to my spiritual practice and confidence, knowing that all I have to do is focus on the good outcome that I want, and I will be guided and directed to take the necessary steps to make it so.
Look, you and I got to the same place, but I don't think we got it in the same way, and you're absolutely right about this. Somebody said to me, May, you know, I love when they start out, you people, that one, you people. You people pretty much are under the radar about your technology, what you're doing in broadcasting and blah, blah, blah in the network. Why? And I didn't have a good reason except to say, we're not ready to make a mega announcement. We won't be finished until 4th of July with our technology. But there was another reason, and I think you nailed it. You know, any time that I've come out, when we came out and launched Transformation Talk Radio, right, now we're being called the largest positive talk radio channel in the world. Honestly, I don't know if we are or not, but what happens is we start to take hits. You know what I mean? Hits. If I don't have a spiritual practice, every hit that comes to us, our team, and including our listeners. Look, you can call me a lot of names, but you're not going to call our listeners anything, not to my face. But we have to have something to reverse it. Is that something gratitude, May?
Well, I think that gratitude, first of all, if you've read my book, and it sounds like you have, there are a number of studies, I mean, a tremendous amount of information out there that shows that gratitude, choosing to be grateful, ends up having a lot of mental, emotional, and physical benefits. It helps us to sleep better. It helps us to have overall improved well-being. What I've found, and I started to understand this a little bit when I created my first company as an adult, I started to use gratitude as a tool for success. My salespeople we had quotas for everybody, and we had projections to achieve a certain level of sales. And every time we'd reach it, we'd jump up and down, and we'd celebrate, and we were so happy. And I don't know what it was, Dr. Pat, but at 19 years old, I got this brilliant idea. Why don't we start celebrating achieving our goals before we actually achieve them? Maybe we could, have some things happen that would help us to achieve them faster. So I did this little experiment, and I'd start celebrating with all my salespeople that we were already achieving it, and it was like a little game, and they would concur and say, yes, we are. We've reached that goal. And we'd celebrate and jump up and down and be happy. And sure enough, more times than not, I mean, a significant amount more than not, we always achieved our goals. And it was so much fun to do it. It didn't feel like it was a struggle or labor. So I started using gratitude for the things that I wanted to experience in advance. And I somehow got opportunities that would show up on a pretty regular basis that would give me some sort of a possible step to take in order to achieve those goals. It's been really remarkable and a lot of fun.
And we're going to talk about this when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about the gratitude formula. What is it about celebrating in advance What is it about gratitude in advance? What is it about that that we do, even sometimes we don't know we do it, but what if we were to do it with so much? I did it when I was really, really sick with this mystery disease back in like 04 for a decade, pretty much. What did I do? Who did I thank in advance for my fitness, my wellness, my clean blood? Who did I do that? Does it work and how? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're kicking it up.
Tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. For those of you that are listening through our business channel, consciousbusiness.com as well. And yeah, we've got like some cool things planned for everybody. Really excited about it, especially our podcast network. For those of you, we have been doing podcasts for a long time, but not quite the way we're going to do it. One of the things we do, May, is we ask our listeners what they want. We say, what do you want more of? What do you want less of? How do you want it delivered? And then we do our best to build it. So I'm so grateful for all of our listeners. And by the way, even if I don't ask you, shoot us an email, or me, I get this one, info@thedrpatshow.com. THEDR, Pat, my name, PAT, show, SHOW.com. Shoot me an email, because you all have absolutely done a fantastic job in shaping the network, the show, and what people want more of. I think for those of you out there, Mae McCarthy has done the same thing, because this is not her first book, but, you know, along the way, she discovered, what do people really need the most help with? Mae, before we get back to it, before we give a copy of the book away, how can people, again, find out more about you and your other books as well?
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. They can go to MayMcCarthy.com. That's MayMcCarthy.com. And for your listeners, they can download the first few chapters of each of my books for free, sort of test drive them. There's also a ton of free information on my website, lots of events that I speak at, and lots of videos for free, lots of material that they can have, and hopefully help them to achieve more of what they want to experience in life.
I love it. Okay, we're going to talk about the 7-step success system. But you and I were talking during a break about your previous book, which, you know, of course we've talked about. But there's a reason for bringing this particular book and the system that you discovered to the forefront of transformation. What is it about this? What called you to do this? And how is it going to help folks take on the tough ones, so to speak?
Well, thanks for asking. I wrote the gratitude formula after I wrote my first book, which was a bestseller called The Path to Wealth. And people were contacting me. I travel all over the world speaking and teaching, and I had thousands of people that would contact me saying that they were able to tap into this spiritual intuition and achieve more of their goals. And I knew that would work, because it's worked for me and it's worked for so many of my friends. If you keep your goals at the forefront of your thoughts and you take on a partner in this wonderful divine intelligence of the universe that's an ultimate advisor, you can't help but achieve your goals. But what they were telling me is that although they were able to achieve many of their goals, there were a few of their goals that they chose to give up on. They didn't believe it was possible. They didn't see how in the world they would be led and guided to take steps to achieve those goals. In fact, they said they weren't getting any intuitive messages to take steps. And so they figured those goals were probably just not right for them, and they'd give up. And I told them not to. I said, look, success is a system. It's not a secret reserved for only a few people. Many, many, many people have already proved how powerful they are in using systems for success. I mean, think about when you learn to read. You'd sound out each letter and then put it together in a word and then a sentence and a paragraph and struggle to see how in the world it fit into a story. And now, because you used repetition every single day to practice, and you saw people who had already become proficient at reading, you knew it was possible. You were able to learn how to read. And in fact, you can probably skim an entire page and get the same understanding. But you weren't proficient the very first time you tried to read. And you weren't a master at riding a bike the first time. You had to practice every day. You had to see other people show you that it was possible, and you kept practicing and practicing, and now years can go by without riding a bike, and you could still get on and balance on two wheels. And the same thing with driving. Oh my gosh, you had to practice every single day, and now you can probably drive home from work and not remember large parts of your drive home. Through repetition and what I call making what you want familiar and welcome, seeing other people, reading their stories, meeting them, seeing that they have achieved what you want to achieve, makes it familiar and welcome to you. And when you combine this kind of success system in achieving larger goals, things you've never experienced before that are different than anything you've experienced or larger than anything you've experienced, when you use that same kind of success system, you're able to achieve those goals as well.
Mm. You know, I love the idea, first of all, there's a system. It's like a blueprint. And we now know that our minds, you know, the mind loves the idea of telling me what came first and what came second. You know, I was watching a movie over the weekend, Free Solo. I was watching this movie about this rock climber who did something that many people thought was not achievable, really. And, you know, to really, you know, free solo El Capitan. But, you know, the thing that I was struck by wasn't until sort of later in the movie towards the end, where he had literally memorized or had embedded in his mind the system that he would use to do this. Every move he made, whether it was to put one finger over the other, he had written it down. You know, he didn't leave a whole lot to chance, right? He said this is, and much practice doing it time and time again. But I was so struck by the method of how he did this. And that's really very much what you've done. And yet, we don't do it when it comes to gratitude. So let's talk about gratitude, because we don't. We just say gratitude's going to like pop up, boom, there it is, and if it doesn't, so what? Let's talk about the first part of the system.
Well, the first part of the system is to use a daily practice so that you keep your goals at the forefront of your thoughts. You want to write them down, read them out loud, imagine being in the completed goal. So you want to spend about 20, 25 minutes every single morning making sure that you program your brain for success before the rest of the world gets to program what's supposed to be important to you. Our brains will look for evidence of whatever we put into it first thing in the morning. So if we start programming it with the things that are important to us, like a physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, healthy body, that moves through life in a pain-free way, or harmonious relationships, or success at work, whatever your completed goal is, with gratitude, as though you've already achieved it, spend time every morning writing those statements down, speaking them out loud, and imagine being in it. That's the first step. The second step is that you have to create powerful goal statements. And what I mean by that is, instead of describing what you want or what you don't want, describe it as though it's done. So let's say I had a friend that said she wanted to have a new job.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, let's think about that for a second. Do you really want a new job? If you had a new job, how would you feel? Where would you be? What would you be doing? How would you relate to your coworkers? And she said, well, if I had a new job, I would feel satisfied and fulfilled using my skills and talents in valuable ways, and that I would be appreciated by my employer and all my coworkers, and that I would value and appreciate them as well, and I'd be paid a minimum of X number of dollars. I said, so you don't really want a new job. What you want is that you just described. So she said, oh, I see. Because if she has a goal that is, I want a new job, she's already reached the goal. She already is in a state of want. She will not get any intuitive directions to take steps because she is already wanting. Mm. But if she describes it as already done with gratitude, then intuition and her subconscious can then point her along a path to achieve those goals. So creating powerful goal statements is the second step. The other thing I want to caution people about is often they'll talk about what they don't want, thinking that they're talking about what they do want. I knew a woman that used to say, I hope I'm not late for appointments. Oh. I don't want to make a bad impression.
Mm.
Now we think what because we've gotten so conditioned to talking like that, what we know and understand is that she really does want to be on time and make a good impression.
Right.
But her subconscious will not hear, I don't want to make a bad impression, I don't want to be late. All her subconscious will do is make a picture in her mind's eye of being late and making a bad impression, and that's what's going to end up coming true. So using powerful goal statements, that's the second step. And then the third step is choose goals that are right for you. So many people have a tendency that when other people ask them to do something, in an effort to please, they say yes. Mm-hmm. And then they build up all this resentment, and they feel taken advantage of, and they've got all this negative emotion. And when you're filled with negative emotions, you can't hear that still small voice of intuition that's trying to get your attention to take steps to achieve your goals. All you're going to be wrapped up in is that negative emotion. So be really careful and choose goals that are right for you. If somebody asks you to do something, you want to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, is it required of me because of my job or because of my role in life as a parent or a spouse or, you know, a sibling? Is it required of me? And if it is, then do it joyfully and easily. You know, declare that you're going to be able to complete it joyfully and easily. But if it's not required of you, then ask yourself the second question. Will I have any fun doing this? And is it really the best use of my talents? And if the answer is yes, great, do it and proclaim joy and ease the whole time that you're doing it. But if it's not going to be very much fun and it's not required of you and you'd like to say no, then the third question is, how can I say no with a kindness and respect the same way that I would want to receive the answer no? And can you think of any alternative to help the person that you're talking to get the assistance that they need without you getting involved?
I love this. You know, one of the things that I'm really struck by in listening to you talk about this, and we'll talk about this when we come back and then we'll give away copies of the book, is the thing that I have found for myself to be something that I really had to focus on and learn how to master. Not quite there yet. And that's believe to achieve. Believe to achieve. What is it about a law of the universe, whatever y'all want to call it, that is so impersonal that it wants to provide you with that thing, no matter how you say it, no matter how you hold it? But when it comes to believing, what can we learn today from Mae McCarthy? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakdown. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Yes, thank you for that song, Mr. Mick. Yep. That's one, that's right up there, like in my top 20 on my iPod, just to remember a few things for. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the gratitude formula, and Mae McCarthy is going through and taking us through the seven-step success system. We're going to talk about this in a minute. One of the things I'd like to do, Benny, is let's give a copy of the book away. 1-800-930-2819. We'll give away our first copy of the book. And May, for you, please tell folks how they can find out more about you. And then I can't wait to hear the rest of the steps here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. They can go to maymccarthy.com and get lots of free information that will help them on their path to create the life that they love.
Okay, I love the idea that you've outlined steps, a method, a system, because I think if we understand this, implementation is going to be a key. So I think we covered 1, 2, and 3. Tell us about the other steps.
Okay, so step 4 is to recognize that it's your brain's love for you that can sometimes put those intuitive messages on mute. And what I mean by that is that your brain remembers every time you tried, you had a goal in the past that you didn't achieve and how disappointed you were. And your brain loves you and it doesn't want you to be disappointed. So if you have a goal that's bigger than anything that you've ever thought possible and you really don't believe it's possible, then in an effort to protect you, your brain is going to put those intuitive messages on mute. In trying to make sure that you give up on that goal so you can't be hurt. The other thing it will do is try and make you feel like a fraud. Because remember, in the daily practice every single day, you're writing down that already achieved goal and outcome with gratitude. And so your brain will sometimes try and make you feel like you're a fraud so that you'll give up on that goal and your brain can keep you safe. And what I want people to know is that that's normal. All we have to do is shift your beliefs to make you believe that it's possible, not how you're going to achieve the goal, but that it's at least possible. Let me give you a quick example.
Yeah.
A friend of mine is a scientist for a cancer research firm. She took a workshop from me and decided she wanted to sing part-time and get paid for it. So she's writing down every single day her achieved goals with gratitude, reading it out loud, and imagining seeing herself on stage performing. And after about 2 months, she said she was going to give up on the goal because she hadn't gotten any intuitive messages, and she felt kind of fraudulent. And I asked her some questions about her past. I said, well, first of all, can you sing? And so she sang for me, and I got goosebumps. Dr. Pat, she has a beautiful voice. And so I asked her if she had ever considered being a professional singer. And she said, oh, yeah. I told my parents when I was in school that I wanted to do that, and they told me I was foolish. They said it was silly. It was a silly idea, and what they needed to do was have a sensible degree and get a sensible job and plan for my future sensibly. So her belief was singing for money is foolish. Singing for a hobby is just fine. So I pointed that out to her, and I said, here's what's going on in your brain. You've got a neural pathway that's associated with a very strong belief in the foolishness of singing for money. And what we have to do is strengthen a different neural pathway that has a different belief in that it's okay to sing for money. So here's how we do that. Keep up with your daily practice, writing, reading, and imagining, and go out and meet some people that are getting paid to sing. I want you to meet as many as you possibly can. Go see them, read their stories, meet them in person. So she did. And one day she was at a fundraiser at a beautiful mansion, and she had to be there because she's a research scientist, and she noticed this trio over in the corner playing. There was a musician, two musicians and a singer. And as she started to watch that singer really intently, she realized, I'm as good as she is. I could do that. Right then, her brain said, okay, you believe it's possible, and took those intuitive messages off mute. She got all sorts of directions to take steps, and she found herself at another event. And from across the room, this guy walks, weaves through the crowd, comes up to her, sticks out his hand. They have a short conversation, and he mentions that he had been asked by his community to put an event on at the community center, and he had a budget for entertainment. Well, her gut is yelling at her, tell him you're a singer. Tell him you're a singer. And she blurts that out. And he said, great, come audition. She got her first paying part. And now I'm happy to report she is singing part-time and getting paid for it and having a ball while she's still a research scientist and loving that work as well. Anyone can do this.
Well, I want to kind of like also go back to something else I said at the beginning of the show. Someone said to me a long time ago, and I think I read it in one of Catherine Ponder's books many, many years ago when I was looking at who am I spiritually. I pretty much read everything that I could get my hands on. But one of the things that I got was some kind of book, and I can't remember the name of it, that talked about two things, and it was this. Gratitude, and it was kind of like a weird statement. Gratitude and fear cannot exist, cannot coexist. And I thought, I don't believe that. I got to try that. And what I found was gratitude and most what we now call lower vibration energies cannot coexist in our same level of consciousness, right? They may have a bigger part, but it will overshadow most things. Give me your sense of that, if you don't mind.
Well, I agree. And a lot of people think that gratitude is tied to an emotion. And it's not. It's a choice. Like, I can be grateful that I have a brother and not particularly like him very much right this moment.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But I can be grateful. I can choose to be grateful that I have a brother. All right? And even a great an actor that I actually like, Will Arnett, he said that he's happy because he's grateful. He chooses to be grateful, and because he chose to be grateful, it allows him to be happy. So when we choose to be grateful and say statements that have gratitude tied within them, like I'm grateful or I'm thankful, what ends up happening is it tends to magnetize you and it tends to multiply whatever it is you're putting your attention on. I think even Oprah Winfrey said that when you're thankful for something, it tends to multiply. And if you focus on lack, you'll have more of that instead.
Yeah.
So being grateful starts by choosing to be grateful, and then the feelings will follow.
Okay. I know we've got lots to talk about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're also going to talk about energy and what energizes us. What is it that we can learn from this process, this fabulous way that energizes us and leads us to the world of possibilities, my favorite all-time word, possibilities. Is everything possible when we are in gratitude? Yep, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to ask May to answer that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Fire.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
What year is that from, Benny?
Oh,
that's old school.
I have no idea.
That is right. You know where I was just then? On the boardwalk in Jersey at the Jersey Shore.
Oh no.
Oh, my goodness.
Dab's ahead.
I got to tell you, I'm the original situation.
You are the original situation.
I'm the original situation.
That's good.
He, like, stole my name. I like the original Jersey Shore boardwalk, eating raw clam situation. Oh, my God. Where am I going? Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I bet y'all are situations yourself. I bet you could say, like, I am the original blah, 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 fill in the blank situation. But I got the Jersey Shore one. For those of you out there, the gratitude formula, 1-800-930-2819. Let's give a copy. It is away. May McCarthy joining us here today. She is also the author of The Path to Wealth. Okay, May, look, I saved this to the end, but it's not the end. Actually, for me, it was the beginning. And that is the notion of living in possibility. And I wake up every day and in my meditation, and I've been beat up on this from time to time. I wake up and I spend no more than 3 seconds with this question. And I asked my connection to the divine, to spirit, to higher power, whatever you want to call it. I asked this, what is mine to do today? And it takes no more than a second to get the answer, and then I go do it. Yesterday, it was do the laundry and clean your house.
I like it.
Yeah. But it takes me to an answer, then you can ask again. So it opens up this possibility portal. That's what I call it, a possibility portal. How does that relate to what you've created in the system and also the importance of a spiritual practice?
Well, I think that shifting your beliefs to possibility is key to achieving anything. If somebody has a goal, let's say that they want to make $1 million a year, but they've only ever made $30,000 a year. Well, that's a huge, huge change. And I'm not saying that they can't achieve that. I really do believe that they can. However, they might not believe that it's possible. And what they need to do is go meet people, read their stories about people that have earned $1 million a year, and start to learn where they came from, what did they do, how did they prepare themselves to realize that. And even if that person doesn't know how they're going to have $1 million a year, could it be possible? Once they shift their belief to possibility, what they want to do is keep strengthening the belief, keep reading stories about other people achieving what they want, keep up with the daily practice of writing down their goals, reading them out loud, imagine being in the completed goal in their mind's eye, and don't force anything to happen. We live in such a instant gratification society, and when we have a thought about wanting something, we want it now. And step 5 in my success system is be patient. Wait until you get those messages, like you got the message to clean your house and do laundry.
Yeah.
Right? You waited till you received that. And so people need to be patient and not force something to happen. And then the step 6 is to be disciplined every single day.
Yeah.
Start your day off with your daily spiritual practice, with programming your brain for success, with keeping your goals at the forefront of your thoughts. And then finally, step 7 is where we get the passion and the excitement, and that is to discover your purpose, the why that you're here to do what you do. And when you discover your purpose, everything that you are going to choose to do from that moment forward is going to be looked at and compared to your purpose. And once you do that, life just gets easier. I think it was Wayne Dyer who said that when he used to chase after money, you know, in his profession, he never had enough. But once he started to live his life on purpose, to give of himself and everything that he received, money just started pouring in, and he started having a ball in his life. It was so much fun to do what he did because he knew why he was here to do it.
You know, I've had different points in time in my life where I think I've been brought to my knees. One of them was, of course, my mom's death when I was 6. Being homeless was another one. But nothing really quite brought me to my knees than losing any sense of control over my body, meaning having a mystery disease and having to trust on something other than myself. Combination of intuition, divine guidance, and having angels show up in my life. And I wanted to ask you, gratitude, I think more than pretty much anything else, is directly related to a belief in something other than who you are. How important is that in what you've discovered along the way?
Well, I look around this world and what we have discovered about nature and science and our universe. I mean, we're discovering new stuff every day. And there seems to be a creativity and innovation and a divine design that even we don't fully understand yet. I mean, think about this. Every single person that ever was, is, and will be in the future has unique fingerprints and unique DNA. I mean, that's just so amazing to me that we all are trying to figure out why. And for me, when I see this incredible divine intelligence and this energy that has a system, nature has a system, science has a system, life seems to have a system. And when I look at this, for as much as I can understand it in my state, I have to believe there's something deep within me that just believes that there's something greater than us that has designed these systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's easy to know that there is a source, a source of intelligence, a source of creativity, a source of intelligent design. For me, I think my personal belief is that source can be useful when we do some things like use our words, thoughts, and emotions and our beliefs in alignment with what we would like to achieve that harms no one and is a blessing for all.
Wow, beautifully said. Thank you so much, May, for today. Thank you for writing this book. Thank you for the reminder. One last question. How can we find out more about this? And what is your personal message for today?
Well, you can go to maymccarthy.com. Lots of free information there, information about my books and videos and all sorts of stuff that's available. And then my final piece of information is to remember that success is a system. It's not a secret reserved for only a few, and that each and every person has already proved how they view systems for success in achieving what they want, and this is no different. It's just taking it up a notch.
That's what I like to do. Take it up a notch. May McCarthy, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Benny at the helm. We're going to take a short break. Lots more coming up on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll see you in a little bit.